Full disclosure, the farmer who we have on right now, Phil,
yeah,
Corman from Seeds of the Local Hero Folks, is not only a farmer of food,
right,
a farmer of people, children, including my children.
Wow, so he's involved in the whole part of it, like from seed to harvest? To...
Yeah, and so if you want to eat children, he's like a good person to go to. They grow like roots at Roots, part of Wolf Tree Programs, which my kids are part of, shameless plug, and Ryan Richards from Little Song Farm. In your other life, when you're not hanging out with kids and mentoring them in outdoor learning and the kind of wonderful things that my kids have experienced with you in the woods near your farm, you're farming.
Yes, and both of those things are happening at Brooks Bend Farm in Montague. Clearpath Herbals is a part of it. Wolf Tree is a part of it. And it's through the generosity of Suzanne Weber and Al Miller that many, many people have been a part of this land and are really invested in its health and well-being.
What are you growing and focusing on at Little Song?
At Little Song, kind of like the kids program, we're focusing on chickens and sheep and log-grown shiitake mushrooms.
You say shiitake?
Shiitake.
Most people say shiitake, which is awesome because it's almost like swearing, but you can say it as many times as you want. And the FCC can't do anything about it. Shiitake mushrooms. But it's really shiitake?
That's how I say it.
Shiitake, that stinks.
If you're from the suburbs of Philly, that's how you say it.
Okay, right. The other things that you do is eggs, and this is the season of eggs. We're in Passover. We've come through Easter. Many people who celebrate Easter have a bazillion hard-boiled eggs left over that they don't know what to do with. Phil, you were saying earlier that this is an important mental note for us to make as consumers.
We go and we buy a dozen eggs, and that act of commerce is really an expression of our values and what we want the world to be. And I think Ryan could share what the eggs are that he sells and what's the world that he's hoping to create.
Those eggs are coming from layers that are on a piece of land and that have an impact on that piece of land. And so every day when I visit those layers, I'm asking the land there what it needs. Do I need to move those chickens? What are they eating there? Where can they eat other things somewhere else? And then people get to drive by and see those layers in a certain way. So there's a big impact that those eggs have on a place that you may never see. And so I'm interested in making that connection a little more clear and giving people a sense of contributing to something bigger than themselves when they're buying simply a dozen eggs.
And that's part of the philosophy of CISA in general, the idea that we've changed the consciousness of this area, or CISA has in many ways, to talk about voting with your dollars is essentially what you're doing. You're voting with your eggs.
And I think it's interesting when you go and buy a conventional dozen eggs, it is cheaper, usually, not always, usually, but somewhere, somehow, someone or the land or the people working that land, somehow a cost has been paid by someone else. And when you're buying the dozen eggs from Ryan, Ryan's thinking about all the potential costs and benefits and trying to make sure at the end of the day, the planet has benefited, the people working that land has benefited, the chickens are healthier, and you get some benefit too because you're getting healthier eggs.
The balance I'm trying to strike is between being a productive, financially viable farm and being a farm that feeds the community it's in. It's small enough where I can go away for 2 weeks this winter and have 15 of my neighbors take care of all the chores and then come home and cook them a big Italian feast.
Because you went to Italy.
With wine pairings intact. I know you'll appreciate that.
Yes, sir.
But it's big enough where, you know, I'm able to pay for the operating expenses of the farm and pay myself and grow the business a bit. So it's really important to me that, for example, at the kids programs, we get to go to the barn and it's a welcoming place where they get to see little baby lambs and get inspired by that. And those lambs go on to contribute to the productivity of the farm. So it's striking that balance. We might walk over to the shiitake logs. There it is again.
Shiitake.
These are red oak logs. They're 4 feet long. And if it's just rain, you might find a bunch of them popping out of the log. I might grab one of those and hold it in my hand so they can't see it. Put it in the middle of a circle of kids and quickly open my hand and close it again. And I'll say, what'd you see? Some of them might get it the first time, some the second, and they're excited because they want to see it in full view. And once I show it in full view, I might have them meditate on the fact that within that shiitake is a big red oak tree that was in this forest standing. So they all of a sudden get to see the connection between the food they eat and the place they're in. And literally, physically, that mushroom was once an oak tree. And they're just blown away by it. So the next time they eat those mushrooms, they'll think of that forest and the trees in that forest.
Jake's is buying some of your eggs now, I know. Be kind of fun to have red oak omelets Were there eggs in the shiitake?
Shiitake, Phil. Watch your language.
Something like chickens and pigs, they're not grazers, so they require external feed. This was really important to me when I started understanding that more deeply. So I'm working with a farm in Hardwick, Mass, Clover Hill Farm. They're a fifth generation farm, and they grow all of the grains for the chickens. It's all non-GMO, and I get to visit with those guys. And that's really special for me because I grew up in the suburbs and I have no familial connection to farming. So when I go there, I get to learn what it's like to have it embedded in the family through the generations. And I hope when you go to Jake's, you can have that image of feeding not only Little Song Farm and the kids and the community there, but another community in Hardwick that's producing all the grain for us.
And where else can people find your eggs?
We now sell at River Valley Co-op. We have a farm stand on Old Sunderland Road at the farm in Montague. And we're at Red Fire North in Montague as well.
It's really fitting, this being Earth Day, that we're talking about investing in our planet by keeping things local. But the connection that you've made, not only with the oak being in the mushroom, but the way that you are working with kids to imbue that knowledge as these generations go forward and hopefully rescue us from the situation we put ourselves in.
And Ryan, what do you say to maybe even another farmer who's saying, like, I like the way you talk. I like your values. I have a lot of your values, but I just don't see how I can support my family at the size I need to be, and at the end of the day, have enough money for me and my family.
It's not an either-or situation. Coming to visit the farm, having the kids check out the animals, getting in touch, just saying you appreciate what we're doing, buying a dozen whenever you can, any little thing to contribute, and it's all part of, you know, the bigger vision.
Ryan Richards from Little Song Farm in Montague and Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero folks.
And CESA's still looking for storytellers for our event. We'd love you to be part of Field Notes if you have a story to tell as a farmer or you're involved some way, somehow putting food on the table. Buylocalfood.org.